Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Hey, here at the end of the year, Merry Christmas, the week of Christmas, Happy Hanukkah for everyone, and I have to tell you, even for those who love the winter festival, it's a great time of year, great time to be a good cheer, even when we're telling you the top 10 stories. This last show, today's show, next week's show, we'll cover the top 10 personalities, top 10 stories of 2013, right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net, and we're glad to have you. We got new listeners from across the country. Some of you just tuning in to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You'll hear things here you won't hear anywhere else, and including this week's show, next week's show, with the top 10 stories and personalities that you need to know about. Now, what else we have on today's show? We got to understand, we got a clip about the truth that came out of the lips of Barbara Walters as she was talking to Piers Morgan. And we're going to play that clip. We're also going to play a clip from the floor of the House of Representatives, Representative Jim Brandenstine of Oklahoma. You want to hear this clip. And then, after we count down the top five for this week's personalities and issues of the year of 2013, we're going to add something new. Instead of the Tombstone of the Week Award, we're going to start doing the Unaffordable, Uncaring Act Update. How about that? The Unaffordable, Uncaring Act Update, because every week, more and more news items that are worthy for you to hear. Doc Holliday's audience needs to be on top of what's going on with this Obama side, Obama quake crash that's happening every week, because it's going to define 2014 and the future of America. We're struggling with socialism or capitalism, communism or common sense. We're struggling, folks, and it shouldn't be that way in America. And Obamacare is defining what's going on. So we're going to start the Unaffordable, Uncaring Act Update. And you won't believe what I'm going to tell you is going on this week that you just discovered. It's unbelievable. I'll tell you that at the end of the show. And now just a brief note before we get started with the show. First, I want to tell you I had a good friend that passed away. Some of you may recognize a name. As Pastor Ken Hutcherson from the state of Washington. I never got to know him well. Did get to meet him about 10 years ago. And he's been a steady hand of conservative leadership, standing on principles. But he died after a long bout of cancer. Pastor Ken Hutcherson affected many people's lives. Grew up in a segregated South in Alabama, made a pro football player, and people knew him, called him Hutch, and you wouldn't want Hutch coming at you full steam, I tell you. I never would face him on a football field, but I sure wouldn't have wanted to see him coming at me if I had the football. But I'm telling you, he had a great life, a great family. My prayers go out to the family as he has passed on to eternity. His journey on earth is done, but I know I'll meet Ken again. And I know it'll be a joyous celebration when I do. And I just want to say thanks to his family and all the people that he inspired through his years on his journey here on earth. So just a personal note to the friends of Ken Hutcherson. What a great, great man he was. And his memory lives on. And what he did will live on. And all the seeds he planted will be harvested throughout the next generation. So thank you, Dr. Ken Hutcherson. And now, I told you, we're going to play a clip from one of the most sought after, the person that gets all the interviews, Barbara Walters, up in her 80s now, but she's still a personality on television, and she went on the Piers Morgan show. Listen to this. Just listen to this.
You have interviewed every president of my lifetime. Why is Obama facing so much opposition now? Why is he struggling so much to really fulfill the great flame of ambition and excitement that he was elected on originally in 2009?
Well, you've touched on it to a degree. He made so many promises. We thought that he was going to be, I shouldn't say this at Christmas time, but the next Messiah. And the whole Obamacare, or whatever you want to call that, Affordable Health Act, it just hasn't worked for him, and he's stumbled around on it. And people feel very disappointed because they expected more.
That's right, Barbara. The people, the Americans, expected more, a lot more. Number one, we expect him to tell the truth. But they know he's lied to them. How many times we've talked about it here on this show. Barbara Walters is waking up to the fact that President Obama is not the Messiah. And many people will be following her. I wish more people had woke up before then. I wish more people had woke up even before Barbara Walters is starting to see these things. But what it is what it is. We have to deal with reality. He did beat Mitt Romney, I think, from false pretenses, we know, from all the things they're finding out. But we do know that what is real is this is the year 2014 coming up. We're knocking on the door of 2014. And you're listening here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, the countdown of our top 10 issues, top 10 personalities. We'll do the top five today and next week finish up for the next five to get all the 10 in. But the most important thing for you to realize is we're leading up to 2014, where we are knocking on the doors of 2014, an election year. If you don't like what is going on by this administration, don't sit there and whine. It's the year of 2014, the elections. I don't care what happens in the Republican primaries. Of course, I care what happens, but what I mean is, don't let things get you down, no matter what happens. The Democrats who put the nuclear option in the Senate, the Democrats who voted without any Republicans to shove Obamacare, or the what I'd rather call the Unaffordable, Uncaring Act, down our throats, they have to pay a price at the polls. They must be voted out of office in November 2014, so everything gears up for that, including what you're thinking now. So listen every week as we help guide and channel the energy of disdain and the energy of discontent in America to make sure those politicians who are causing us to suffer with this Obamaquake, Obamacare, Obamacide, Unaffordable, Uncaring Act, whatever you want to call it, it is hurting every American. Just every American, even those it might help, it's actually hurting by causing the whole economy to be put at risk. So I have to tell you, you must be active in 2014, even if you've never even registered to vote before. You must register, must vote, get every person who supported this Obamacare in Congress, throw them out of office, put them on the side of the road, put somebody in there that has some common sense. Saying all of that is very important. Now, trying to wrap this show up, I heard a clip from the floor of Congress. And I told you about it. Representative Jim Brandenstine, and a Republican from Oklahoma. Take a listen to this. He sums up pretty much what I'm thinking. So take a listen to Representative Jim.
Mr. Speaker, the President's Justice Department sold weapons to narco-terrorists south of our border who killed one of our finest. The President's State Department lied about Benghazi with false information provided by the White House. The President's Attorney General authorized spying on a Fox News journalist and his family for reporting on a North Korean nuclear test. The President's Justice Department confiscated phone records of the Associated Press because they reported on a thwarted terrorist attack. The President's Treasury Department uses the IRS to to target political opposition. The President's Health and Human Services Secretary pressures the insurance companies she is supposed to regulate to promote Obamacare, which is the same law she uses to force citizens to pay for abortion-inducing drugs against their religious liberties. Mr. Speaker, the President's dishonesty, incompetence, vengefulness, and lack of moral compass lead many to suggest that he is not fit to lead. The only problem is that his Vice President is equally unfit and even more embarrassing.
Wow, now Representative Brandenstein has pretty much summed up 2013, has he not? And then he put the kicker on the end. The only thing worse than President Obama is the Vice President, who's even more embarrassing. Wow. Can I disagree with any of that? I can't think of anything. Can you? My listeners, send me an email. Can you disagree with that? It's about a minute and a half. He really summed up 2013. And we are in a heap of mess. You know, there's a story. I have to just tell you real quick this story. Because it's what we're in. When I was growing up, we didn't live on a farm. We had a farmer. We had a few cows. And had a barn. Had to get the hay in there. And I had an uncle live that on that farm, and it's where my dad had grown up. And anyway, he stayed there. Always stayed on the farm his whole life. My uncle did. We'd come out and we would haul firewood and pup wood and cut the wood out, thin out the pines, and then take care of the cattle. But I remember there's one cold day, and it wasn't ice anywhere, but it was just cold. We were wrapped up and we'd gotten some hay out of the barn, and my dad was in an old pickup truck, and we'd gotten the hay out, and he was pulling out a barn, and in that, by that barn, my uncle would always get a pile of cow manure to help fertilize plants and things around the garden, but he just put it in a pile. He'd pile it up, and my dad had pulled out in that pickup, and sure enough, the back wheels got spinning in that cow manure. And my uncle would get up there. He had never really left the farm other than going to school when he's in grade school. And he was always saying things and making things funny, but he never would use bad words. But he didn't use the word for cow manure. But and my dad, was that pickup was his back tires. They weren't the best traction in the world. And those tires just a spinning in that cow manure. And my uncle ran up and said, Troy, you're spinning in them. Boom! And he'd crank up that truck and he'd just keep on spinning and manure and everything just flying everywhere out the back. And my brother and I were staying away for stuff that wouldn't fly on us. But we were just watching as my uncle was yelling, Troy, you're spinning in. And then it hit the accelerator trying to get out of that pile of manure. And my uncle kept yelling, you're in a pile of... And he'd crank up the truck every time, and we were spinning in cow manure. And that's what our economy's doing with this Obama, unaffordable, uncaring act. This thing is raising the price of health care so astronomically on everyday Americans who live in paycheck to paycheck. It's not helping. It's hurting the middle class. It's hurting, and our economy is spinning in a heap of cow manure. Wow. I hope people understand. We are spinning and standing still as a nation because of our poor leadership. We have slick wheelies in the White House and administration, and the slick wheelies like slick tires. They're spinning and smoking and actions going on, but our economy is not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere with this mess of people who've never written a paycheck in charge. They don't know how to create jobs. And that's why we find ourselves where we are here in America at the end of 2013. And I appreciate you listening to us, and you are listening to us on www.web.com. talkradio.net. You're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and you're listening to us this next to last show of 2013. And we're going to count down the top 10 personalities, top 10 issues of 2013. We're going to do five of each, starting in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want you to hear this.
I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holliday.
I beg to differ, sir.
Well, if any liberal, any far-left person thinks the fight's not with me, if it's not with Doc Holliday, then I beg to differ. 2014 is a battleground. It's going to determine the direction of this nation, the direction our children and grandchildren will have to suffer or live in liberty. And that is why I played that clip from the movie Tombstone when Johnny Ringo thought he had seen a ghost because he didn't want a shootout with the original Doc Holliday. But I'm telling you, there's some liberals and some folks out there that do not want this show to get more and more audience. They do not want more listeners like you because they know here you're going to get fired up, and 2014 will be the year America goes to the promised land. All right? Because of what you and I and people around this country are going to do who love liberty. We're not going to let the far left socialist and communist and those who don't know how to create jobs run this country any longer. We've got to get to work, and that's why we're going to have the countdown coming up in a couple minutes. But first, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You are listening to us on webtalkradio.net. And our good friends there at Web Talk Radio have some other great shows. Go there, check out the other shows. But always go ahead and click in and put your RSS feed on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Listen to us every week. You're listening to us while you're checking out your email. But make sure you don't miss a show. Tell your friends and neighbors, because that's what's going to turn America toward more and more liberty. We're going to make it to the promised land this year. You listen to us. You make sure 2014 is the year of destiny for those who love freedom in America, those who thirst for liberty, those who know our history and know what is at stake, just like the men who fought and died in the Revolutionary War, those soldiers at Valley Forge. Some of them did not make it out of Valley Forge. We owe it to those who loved freedom and have laid down their lives. Now we who are the living, as Abraham Lincoln said in the Gettysburg Address, it is up to us. It is up to us. And we are ready. I am. Are you? Well, continue to listen. And as you do, click on the front page. Go to my website. Order the book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. It is a book. Those who have Amazon gift cards, go ahead. Go to Amazon. You can order it off of Amazon. Just punch in Rock Splitting Politics at Amazon. It'll pull it up. And I'm telling you, those who are listening to us from around the world, we do have international listeners. Yes, you'll have to order it on Amazon. I can't ship out of the country. So order your book on Amazon. And those who want to get something with your Christmas money and gift cards, well, that's it. Get the book. And there are some other books, a couple more I've written. You can go there on my webpage, order the book, and give them to your friends and neighbors. If you already got your book, we appreciate you. That's what helps keep this show on the air, and we appreciate our listeners. Make sure you tell your friends and neighbors. Send a link to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and we will continue to influence these uninformed voters, these people who are voting for Santa Claus and just looking at the goodies, not realizing the men and women who have died for freedom, the men and women who have died so you can vote and people need to understand, and you and I understand it, but we got to be able to influence those. We got to be able to break through that mental barrier that's keeping people greedy and wanting just what the government, or what a Santa Claus in a government can give to them. They make the little g government, the little g God, instead of fearing God Almighty. And those are the things that we got to get across and influence those who are voting for the far left and for the socialist and for the communist and all those who want to get rid of freedom in America. We do that this week by counting down the first five of the top 10 of the things that happened, the issues of 2013, and then the personalities. First, we're going to deal with five issues, 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6. What's the number 10 issue of 2013? Well, if you remember, take a listen to this and see if you can figure out what our president's talking about.
I want to thank all the leaders of the House and Senate. In particular, I want to thank the work that was done by my extraordinary Vice President Joe Biden, as well as Leader Harry Reid, Speaker Boehner, Nancy Pelosi, and Mitch McConnell. Everybody worked very hard on this, and I appreciate it. And Joe, once again, I want to thank you for your great work.
Do you know what the president is talking about? Talking about the great work of Mitch McConnell and Speaker Boehner? Well, go back to the very first part of January 2013. In fact, it was January 2nd, 2013. We had a fiscal cliff deal dealing with the fiscal crisis that everybody knew was coming. And they couldn't do it by the end of 2012 and had to push it over. They made a deal, the fiscal cliff deal. And it kicked us off on a rocky start of what 2013 would end up being, where Congress could not get things done, the president would not agree, a lot of things just came undone, unraveled, as just like so many things of 2013. But it kicked off with the fiscal cliff deal. It kept America from falling down a fiscal cliff. And you can go back, we know some permanent tax cuts came out of that, but more and more, they just kicked the can down the road. And that led us up to number 9. What issue is number 9 of 2013? How about a drum roll? That's right. Issue number 9 was the government shutdown back in October. And we know about that. It was on both sides, some people digging in the dirt and digging in, and the conservatives, it really surprised me. Speaker Boehner went with Senator Ted Cruz's plan to try to, the last ditch effort, they said they could try to stop Obamacare before it kicked in. They said, let's defund Obamacare. And then they said, let's just delay it for a year. And now, isn't that fitting here as we start 2014 and the disaster of Obamacare and the rollout and the website and now people losing their insurance and all these things? And we have Democrats saying, let's delay it for a year. We have some people in the White House saying, maybe we should delay it for a year. Isn't it ironic that they're getting on the same page as Ted Cruz was back in October? So who's leading? Who's leading? Well, that was number 9. How about number 8? Issue. It goes back to the Benghazi hearings. Yes, we heard more about Benghazi because the elections of 2012 was over, and we actually got to hear some things that went on in Benghazi. We still don't know it all, but we do know there's some things the White House misled us on, starting with they blamed it on a video, not terrorism. And President Barack Obama was reelected because people did not know what all went on in Benghazi. And we still don't know. But that was number 8. Issue number 7. What do you think that would be? Well, we move back toward the end of the year. What has just recently happened? You don't understand the degree of what this decision did to change America in our judicial system. It was number 7 was the Senate Democrats nuclear option. And what that did was it did not allow a filibuster on judge nominees, and now President Obama is sending in far-left socialism, judges with views on socialism and other things, and he can put them in place. The Republicans cannot stop it. A 51 vote can get a judge in and other positions and nominees. So this president has got more power than any other president in many, many decades since the filibuster rule of 60 became effective. And now the Democratic Party is pushing in people they want. And I brought up on the show, you know what happens when that happens? Well, a lot of Obamacare could come up in courtrooms in the D.C. district, and that's where President Obama's getting 3 more judges, so he'll have more Democratic-appointed judges than Republican-appointed judges, just for your information. That leads us to the last issue of this week, and we'll get to the top 5 next week, so make sure you listen to next week's show. But the last be number 6 of the issues of 2013. We're coming down. We had 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 6 is, if you like your health plan, you can keep it. Period. Who said that? Yes, President Barack Obama. We're not getting into all the Obamacare. I'm saying the big issue was the big fat lie. Oh, like a big juicy worm covering a hook. This president, before the election, before people could understand the depth and the way it would ruin their own health insurance policies, this president put a big, juicy, big, fat lie on a hook. He threw it in during an election, and most voters bit on that big, old, juicy worm called, if you like your health plan, you can keep it. Period. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, period. Our president told us that, and he told us a big fat lie. He hooked America, he reeled us in, and he's kicked us, he's skinning us alive, and that is what you need to understand from the issues of 2013. That's the top 5. Now, let me play this, and then I'm going to give you the top 5, the 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6 personalities of 2013 by Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Listen to this first.
What do you want, Ringo?
I want your blood. I want your souls. And I want them both right now.
I don't want any more trouble.
Well, you got trouble!
I'm not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it. Sober up. Come on, boys.
Wretched slugs. Don't any of you have the guts to pray for blood?
I'm your huckleberry.
For these liberals who want our soul, they want our blood, they want our freedom, they want our liberty, well, I'll be your huckleberry. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Listen to us all 2014. My fire, my dandruff is getting up. And I am ready to meet these liberals, these far left communists and socialists who are wrapping together and are enjoying being the rulers and like dictators and like tyrants telling America what to do without the laws of the U.S. Constitution. How many times can a health care reform act, the unaffordable, uncaring act, be proclaimed delayed, proclaim this, proclaim that, breaking the law and making it fit what you want to for that week? That's what the White House is doing, and that's why you need to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Will be your huckleberry. And that goes out to the Democrats in Congress and the Democrats of this administration. Now, let me just tell you this. The top 5 of this week, 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6 personalities. Let me tell you. Number 10, Marco Rubio. Have you heard as much from Senator Marco Rubio since immigration? He worked with Senator Schumer, and a lot of the Democrat liberals, they got Marco Rubio on board. Is it good for Marco Rubio's future when many had picked him and pegged him to be the Republican nominee of 2016? Well, the immigration issue has to be addressed, and yet most people in the conservative camp do not like the Senate bill. It needs to be changed. But Marco Rubio is not in as good standing as he was. So what's going to happen? Don't know. But issue number, personality number 10, Marco Rubio and his immigration stance. Issue number 9, Kathleen Sebelius. Just told you about Obamacare and the disastrous rollout. And people won't our Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, they want her head on a platter, and yet President Barack Obama says, hey, she's doing a good job. He's not going to fire her, doesn't look like. Number 8, personality of 2013, Harry Reid. Harry Reid, yes, he pulled a nuclear. He made the U.S. Senate, he pulled a nuclear option, and it's going to change the Senate forever. He's the one that said it back when the Republicans had the power and thought about maybe doing a nuclear option. And Senator Reid said you would change history forever in the Senate. Well, he did it. Is it for the good or the bad? Well, I hope the Republicans get in charge and they'll sit him in a corner. We'll have to wait and see. Personality number 7. You know what happened to the National Security Agency? All of a sudden, they were trying to work in secret, and Mr. Snowden came out of nowhere and flew to Hong Kong. And now he's sitting in the bastion of liberty and freedom of Russia, in Moscow, Russia. Putin said, as long as he doesn't divulge any more secrets, they'll let him stay there with asylum. Who's he divulging secrets to? I believe it's our Russian comrades. Or maybe President Obama's comrades. But we know that Putin ordered, the Secret Service ordered like 700 typewriters after Snowden came out. So definitely had a huge effect, a personality that has affected the world. And now, drum roll please, for number 6 this week, last one in our top 5 of this week. And we'll get to the others next week. Our number 1, or number 6 for this week is our Commander-in-Chief, our President Barack Hussein Obama. Personality, well, he's in all the news. Of course, he's the President of the United States. We're not going to put him number 1. I don't believe his year deserves that. But we'll get to that next week. But I did want to say President Barack Obama, he's won the Liar of the Year award. I'm sure he's proud of that. We told you that for the election last year. But now more and more people are starting to understand this guy is not playing with a fair deck. His deck of cards are trickery. You can see him shuffling the cards, and you can't trust the man. And we know that. He's lost trust. He's lost credibility. And he has done nothing to go back and honor his word. If you're not going to honor your word, how can you expect honor? And that's what we're going to say. We leave it like that because it's time for the Unaffordable, Uncaring Act update. And I have to tell you this. Listen, you won't believe this. If you are looking for your Obamacare insurance and you're not making a lot and you get to get on Medicaid, whoopee, they've expanded Medicaid. But guess what? What if you're middle class? What if you worked hard and you're in your 50s and 60s? And what's going to happen if you get that? Well, there's just something happened that somebody was about to sign on, get their Obamacare, and they found out there's something new that they'd never seen before. And it was, they were all happy. And all of a sudden, Sophia Prinz and Gary Bellhorn, they were 62, they suddenly decided to get married. And then they saw some fine print, and this fine print is, Ballhorn's application for free health insurance through the expanded state Medicaid program was looking good. And as the paperwork lay on the dining room table, friends began reading. And she was shocked. It said, if you're over 55 or over, Medicaid can come back after you're dead and bill your estate for ordinary health care expenses. That's right. If you get Medicaid, you may be in, you get Medicaid, expanded Medicaid up to 400% of the poverty rate. But guess what? If you're 55 or over, your family, you might be given them a house. You may not have a lot, but you said, I own my house. When I die, I want to go to my family. Guess what? The government's going to get your house, or at least whatever you pay, whatever the government spends on you in Medicaid. All of a sudden, middle class people are going to be affected. Whatever property you have, the government does not want you to own property, so they're going to use this health care to start taking property away. And who said we don't have a communist-loving president? Well, I tell you, I think he likes taking people's property away. And in the fine print, you better know, with all this expanded Medicaid, up to 400% of poverty, you will pay a heavy price, or your family will, when you're dead and gone, when what you thought you worked all your life, don't have much, but you're going to give them a house, going to give them whatever assets that you might have. And the middle class is going to get rooked again. This generation is signed on and voted for a president is ripping him off unlike any other generation's been ripped off. You heard it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Better be ready for next week. We're ending up this show, but next week we'll have the top five personalities and the top five issues 2013. Another great show. We'll wrap this one up and just say Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Get ready for a Happy New Year, because 2014 is going to be a year Doc Holliday and you and our friends are going to work together. This country is going to change for the better. Move it to the promised land. Let's go, folks. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.